Okay, Shalom Baruch. We're holding Shabbos Daf Kuf Mem Vav Amen Aleph. We're by the Mishnah Kuf Mem Vav Amen Aleph. We spoke earlier again. It's Erev Tisha B'Av. We're giving a early Daf for because tomorrow we won't have Shir. So we spoke early in this morning Shir on Daf Kuf Mem Hey. We had discussed the idea of Zuama. There's a question that was asked. That was posed. Four questions actually that were asked in a conversation between three Amram. I forgot which three exactly. Rabbi Yechon was sitting there and he was dozing off amongst them. And one of the questions they asked is, why is there Zuama by the Goyim and not by the Yidden? That was one of the questions that Rechiba Abba and Rasi were discussing. Why is there Zuama by the Goyim and not by the Yidden? So the answer that Rechiba Abba was given, Ravasi gave him to Rechiba Abba, was because of they eat shkatz and meramasim. They eat these critters, they eat disgusting things, and therefore that puts a Zuama in their body. When Rechiba woke up, and he answered the other three questions as well. He said, don't give those other answers that you gave. And the guy with the question of Zuama, he answered that the Nachash put into Chava, the Zuama, when he was Nachash Isiani, they say, Flashim Nesuin, the Nachash actually engaged in relations, Shalfim, he's literally, figuratively, but there was the Nachash put into her in this act of relations, put into Zuama, and there was Zuama in everyone, even Klai Yisrael had Zuama, until Matan Torah, Klai Yisrael was Emin Har Sinai, by the being Maimed Har Sinai, that alone removed the Zuama, just standing by Har Sinai removed the Zuama. We explain that's the beauty of the words, Kirvanal Fin Har Sinai, and didn't give us the Torah, Dayenu, because the Maimed Har Sinai alone cleared away the Zuama, whereas the Goyim didn't have a Maimed Har Sinai, the Zuama wasn't cleared up. So we referenced back of our early in the Masechta, we discussed the Marna Shaila, whether you could use, we know the hides of animals could be used to fill, and what about the hide, the skin of fish? And the Shaila over there was, because do fish still have Zuama or not? That was the Shaila. So, just to chaz over quickly that idea, because someone asked me after the shir, someone mentioned Eliezer asked after the shir, we had got involved with behemoths, still behemoths lose their Zuama through Shechita, we spoke out, or they were also a Matan Torah, or they lost it through Shechita, they lose it through Shechita. Fish don't have Shechita, and therefore there's a shayla about the Zuama fish. So just to go back and explain the topic a little more, because one of the questions that were asked after the shir was that who says that where do the animals get the Zuama? The Zuama came into Chava via their relations, so how do the animals get Zuama in the first place? So the truth is, there's a machlekes back in that sugi earlier. It was kuf daf kuf ches, so it was just about 40 blood ago. There was a machlekes on that gemara about whether you could use the fish hides for whether it could be used for tefillin or not. Rambam understood the Zuama comes much more. Rambam. It's not this metaphysical, spiritual thing. It's very physical. And actually fits with the first Mahalach that the Rasi answered to Chibra Abba, which is they're not clean. They don't take care of their bodies, the Goyim. So Rambam says anything about fish. Fish are dirty. And therefore the question is, animals, we know, the hide of animals is also dirty. But when you do a tanning process and you process the hide into parchment, it cleanses it from that Zuama, from that physical stench, that physical impurity. It cleans it, and therefore we wear it as begun even. So therefore that could be good. Someone's not on mute. So the stench gets taken out of the animal hide, but by fish we don't have that. Maybe it's a problem. That's the marshal. So Rambam is all physical. It's all physical, and that would already answer Lizer your question, because according to Rambam it's takanat. Even though we're saying the nachash put it to mankind, maybe that's mankind. That mankind would have it, but animals have it just naturally by being disgusting, eating disgusting things. They have it naturally. That's a Rambam. However, the Ran argues over this. Shita Ran says, I don't understand. If it's a physical thing, so what's the more asking a shaila? Let's look at the metzias. If it's a physical thing, let's look when you process the fish hide. Let's see if it get cleansed enough or not to be used for tefillin. If it's cleansed enough, great. If not. If it's a physical thing, who needs, what's the shayla and the gemara? Therefore, Shita Ran learns, which is more similar to our gemara's second malach here, that the nachash put into chav, and it was like a spiritual thing, that it's the Shita Ran learns that it's more of a spiritual concept, and therefore, Dafka Klai, so that's by a Sinai, lost the Zuama. Animals either were by a Sinai or Shechita takes away the Zuama, but fish don't have that Maila. That's how Ran learns that Gemara. So according to the Ran, you still have a question, how do the animals get the Zuama? So the answer could be, there's a Marsha that actually says that back on in Avodah Zarah, on Daf Chav Beis, where it discusses this issue of having Zuama in mankind, through the over there brings the Maisa like we have over here, that the Nachash put into Chava. So the Marsha adds a little detail. He says that mankind was created without, he was created B'Tzelem Elokim. Man is created B'Tzelem Elokim, and therefore B'Tzelem Elokim, there would be no Zuama. The Nachash went and put Zuama in idea, the act by the Eitz Hadas, with the act that he did with Chavi, put Zum in. But without it, mankind has no Zuma. But why, says Marsha? Because it's B'tzel Malikim. So that would answer the Chara. Animals that are not B'tzel Malikim, they don't have that, they don't have this, they're not removed from Zuma even to begin with. Animals already have Zuma to begin with, and therefore, you don't need the Nachash to put into them. Could be they had it regardless based on that idea from the Marsha and of Avodah Zarah. Okay. Lamaisa. Let's go further. Let's hop on the daf. We have more time afterwards. We'll speak out, but I promise to keep the daf short. Zok the Mishnah. Shaver adam asachavis lechem mena gregers. A person could break open, and this is a very negatic halacha. The guy be open up packages, bottles, cans on Shabbos. One is allowed to open up, he's allowed to break open, keywords, break open a barrel in order to eat from a gregers to press figs from on Shabbos. As long as he doesn't have intent to make a kli. So one thing we're seeing over here is if you break open a barrel, which is a kli, you're being sized to the kli, you smash it open, without the intent to make it like an open kli, a new kli, then it is okay, it is fine to. It is fine. One is not to do that Shabbos. So jump into Rashi. Rashi says, why is it okay? Rashi says, because it's a kilkel. Why? Rashi's lashon is, the aim b'makalkel shumis for Shabbos. Breaking it is a kilkel to the barrel. And by makalkel, there's no iser Shabbos. Very strong lashon. When someone's doing makalkel, there's no iser Shabbos. Right away, the Ran on Daf Samach Aleph and Daf Erif, the Ran asks on Rashi, what do you mean? We know makalkel is not going to iser deraisa because you're doing a destructive act. Not iser deraisa. But it's certainly still iser rabbanan. It's still iser rabbanan to rip, to tear, to do things that are makalkel that would be malacha deraisa if they were tikkun. As a kilkel, it's only us with rabbanan, but still usher. The lashon ain't shemis is very shver in Rashi. What does it mean? Therefore, the Ran explains our Mishnah differently. Argues Rashi. He says that no. He says avada kilkel is usher midrabbanan, but the tzayrich Shabbos put together the fact that it's only iser rabbanan and you need his food for Shabbos is for Shabbos purposes. The tzayrich mitzvah Shabbos. That itself makes it lets us relax this Issa Drabbana. It's interesting. We're relaxing an Issa Drabbana of tearing, of breaking something open as a kilkel. We're relaxing it in order to benefit the Tzarek Shabbos for the food. The Chassam Sefer and the Mer Misada, they come to defend. They defend Rashi, and they say, Rashi means similar. Rashi means as follows. We know Rashi's sheet throughout the Masechta is, Ein Binyan Bekelim, he takes it to the strongest level. Ein Binyan Bekelim, Tosfos brings that if you're building a kli from scratch, they would be Binyan Bekelim, even according to Beis Hillel, but Rashi always takes a stronger view, Ein Binyan Bekelim. Says the Chassam Sefer, Rashi says it's beautiful. If you hold Ein Binyan Bekelim, which means also Ein Stir Bekelim, then destroying a kelim, a kli is not called a real stir, it's not Malach of Seisr. So we're talking over here at the very best a Malach of Darabanan of Seisr, number one. And we're talking about a case of Makalkel. So it's like a double Darabanan. And therefore, Rashi is saying, Ain Shem Issa Makalkel, in this case, where the whole thing is Darabanan to begin with, therefore Ain Shem Issa Makalkel. But Rashi's mind that elsewhere, Makalkel would be an issue. That's how the Chassam Sefer and Mar Misada explain. That's how they explain it in Rashi. Okay, next in the Mishnah, you cannot make a hole in the Megufa of the Chavis. We'll see exactly. The Mara is going to elaborate. That's the words of Yehuda. The Mara is going to elaborate where a hole can or cannot be made. Says the Gemara, the Chamam Matir, that you could make a hole in the Magufa of the Chavis in order to enable the wine to be extracted from the barrel. Vleik Venemitzida, and we're saying you cannot make a hole. Everyone agrees, sounds like, this is not a Machlekes. Everyone agrees you can't make a hole in the side. Making a hole in the side of the barrel itself, that everyone agrees is a problem. However, Maisa de Kuva, the flip side, what if you already had a hole? Now, you want to stuff up the hole. You can't put wax in that hole because that would be, again, you would think it's because you'd be misakin a kli. The Mishnah has a different reason. When you put the wax in the hole in the barrel, you're smoothing it out, like we know, like b'machik, it's the melach b'machik of smoothing out the hide, smoothing out the skin. We know you can't smear oil, thick oil, on one's body either. It's the same melach b'machik, so you can't put this oil and cover over this. I shouldn't say oil. Oil is going to be discussion of the Gemara. Actually, you can't put this wax in the hole because you're going to smooth out the wax into the hole and close it off. You're being over the malacha of memachik. Amar Yehuda, Maisa Balfei Rabbi Chazakai Ba'arev. There's a story that came from the Chazakai Ba'arev. Again, Arev is a place. Second time we had this in the Masechta. We had it earlier. About 25 ago, that there was a place called Arev, and the story happened in front of Rabbi Chazakai. Vamar, and he said, Chashani Lemechatas. I'm Chashish at this person for doing this act of sticking shaiva and sticking wax in the hole. It's Chayev, a Chatas, very similar nusach back on Kuf Chafalf, Amanalf. Okay. Amar Bishayim. Actually, before you go there, very important Taisvis. Taisvis is a bomb kasha. Taisvis says that, that you're saying you could be shaver kli lechem and gregus. There's a whole sugya by Erevin that if you make an Erev, you put the food in someone's domain and you make an Erev for all the people are able to carry, able to move around the chutzar through this, carry around the chutzar through this Erev. So the Erev has to be accessible. So the discussion, what happens if the Erev is locked up and we lost the key? So the Erev itself is not accessible. The Mar goes all the Shak B'taya about whether it's still considered a good Erev, even though you can't access the food or not. That's all sugya elsewhere. Ask Tyson just a basic question from our Mishnah. We're saying you let her break open a barrel to access the food, so to access the wine. Breaking the barrel is saying is okay. So why can you say that even when it's locked up and you don't have the key, you could break it open? You don't have to break it open. The fact that you could break it open, it makes it considered accessible on Shabbos, and therefore it shouldn't be a problem to begin with. The Mara has to come out to all the Eitzes over there. Why have to come out to all the Eitzes? The fact that you could break it open should be enough. Answers Taisus, and there's a big Yisayin in this concept of breaking things open on Shabbos. Says Taisus, the difference between Taisus Lashon is mustik, he calls it. There's a difference between strong kalim and shvachar kalim. Flimsy, junky kalim, that you tackle out of break, no problem of seiser, of breaking on Shabbos. Strong kalim, that would be a problem of breaking on Shabbos. So getting back to our discussion, again, we're not going to focus on Lechol Maaser right now. We're going to have more about this over here in today's daf and further out to the end of Masechta. But cans, bottles, and let's say snack bags may have very different dinim. Like a can is could be considered quite solid. A bottle for sure. A bottle is very usable. You can use it multiple times. A flimsy bag, according to this, would be much more lenient. Flimsy bag is not considered a strong, certainly not considered a strong kli. So basic taste is chilek. It could be, we can be more lenient with things that are flimsy and have to be more machmer, things that are more sturdy and more solid. Could be. Again, we're not giving, there's many different factors to take into the equation, but at least from this taste's perspective, taste is making chilek between strong kalim and weaker kalim. Okay. Says the Gemara. Amar Bishaya, Leshenu El Drusais, this I was saying, it's mutter to break open a barrel is only when the figs are pressed together. So you're using the knife to cut the figs as well. I'm afraid this, if the figs are already separate, if the figs are loose, so you're only using the knife to cut open the barrel, that you can't do. Why not? Because you're using the knife as muktzah, legabe opening up a barrel. Even though you're just cutting open the barrel, you're breaking it, the knife's muktzah, the knife is considered mukhan, it's prepared for using, for cutting open, for cutting figs, cutting food. But it's not considered prepared for breaking open a barrel. Ask Gemara, Mufradis, Lai, why not? Just because the figs are loose, you can't use the knife to open the barrel. Maysfer, Shingamil, Amer, maybe a domestic chavs, a person can bring a barrel of wine, umatis, reisha, besaib, and he could chop off the top of the barrel with a sword, a manichal fair from Shabbos, and he can put it in front of the guest of Shabbos, and he doesn't have to be worried that he was over Shabbos and any of those actions. Opening up the top of the barrel of the wine, or using this knife, this sword to open it up. We see, even if the sword is not being used by wine, you don't have to cut the wine, obviously, it's nothing to cut, and still the sword is being used just to open the barrel, and it's fine. So over here, we're qualifying and saying it's only, you're only allowed to use the knife if it's being used to cut the figs as well. Answers the Gemara, this is a nice chazor we had earlier in the Masechta. He Rabbanan Masis Rab Nechemye. This last price is Rabbanan, and our explanation of the Mishnah, Rashi's explanation of the Mishnah, that we're talking about, we have to have pressed figs because the knife has to have usage for the food, is Rab Nechemye. If Rab Nechemye Shita was, we'll go outside, what's the Nechemye? Rab Nechemye Shita was that not only is a kli only Mukham, meaning we had a machlekes whether a kli could be used only for its, for Malachta Leheter, or even a kli Shemach Leister, can be moved. Then we have the Shita of Nechemya, even a kli shemalach de laheter, a kli which is used for mutter dicker things, like a knife, is used to cut food. You're only allowed to use it for its purpose. Using it for another purpose is not called mukhan for any other purpose other than its normal purpose. So even though on occasion a knife is used to break open a barrel, it's not its normal usage. Normal usage is to cut food, and therefore can't be used for anything else, including opening a barrel. So essentially we're saying this explanation of the Mishnah, Rabbi Shaya, who's saying our Mishnah is talking about a case of dafka pressed figs, where you need the knife for the pressed figs, but if it's loose figs, it wouldn't work, is going dafka in Rav Nechemya. But according to Rabbanan, you wouldn't need such an akimta. Says the Gemara, hey, Rabbanan, Masis Rav Nechemya. Ask the Maradavi's question. Why is he saying the Mishnah is talking about Nechemya, and making, the Mishnah is saying this, and he's saying the Mishnah must be talking about a case of pressed figs? Just say simple. The Mishnah is talking about loose figs, even in the Rabbanan. Says Ramai Duchy Darbeisha Lekum in the Masisik Mechemia. What forced him? What compelled him to make the Mishnah in like a Mechemia in a case Uvedrusis and a case where the figs are pressed? Look, my friend, this Rabbanan. Why you say it's talking about loose figs and go to the Rabbanan? I'm Rabbi Masisik Kashi. The Mishnah bothered him. My ear to Tani Gregus. Why did the Mishnah elaborate the first A, what's in the barrel, and B, it picked a case of Gregus? Gregus typically means dried figs, which is something which you normally you make pressed fig cakes out of dried figs. Listen, Paris. Just say Paris. Even if you want to say what's in the barrel. Say generic Paris. Gregus is dried figs. El Shmamina Bedrusis. The fact that the Mishnah specifically picked dried figs would seem to indicate that it's something unique about dried figs. And must be Skokar Mechemia, that the knife you're using to cut open the barrel has to also be a knife that you could use to cut the figs. And that enables you to be moving this knife. It's not Muktzah, and therefore it's okay. But according to Mechemia, in order to cut the barrel, you would not be able to use a knife that's normally designated for food. And of course, we're saying there are Rabbanan disagree with that. Okay.
Interesting.
It's interesting because Gregus was such a compelling share throughout Shabbos. It's a compelling share.
But now that we give this teretz, that's why it's not a share.
Correct. Correct. Tanya Chada. Chaislas shagagres v'shatmar matir. Chaislas. That's let's say you have baskets that are tied with ropes, and inside of it is dates and figs. You let untied and chaydech. You can unravel them. You can cut them. This again. This is one of the. This is another brayser. Really. This is the sugi. We should actually spend a separate time and give a share about this. This is really. This is the home base of opening packages on Shabbos. Whether one's lado, it's this again. Our mission that we quoted before, just on top of just when we started about breaking open barrels, and then again, this idea of chaislas. Chaislas are these cheaper baskets that one could unbind. We can cut open the rope, and it's mutter v'tanidik. We have another verse says matav lemav kivlechaydik. We have another verse says you can untie the ropes, but you can't unravel them and you can't cut them. Now, lachar, these two brayos seem to be stira. Like gosh, again, same answer. Harbon Ram Nechemi, we have a very good answer. It depends. According to our bun, you can. According to Nechemi, you cannot because it's not being used for its. What are you going to use to cut it? You can use a knife to cut it. You can't use a knife to cut it because the knife's not being used for its normal usage, which is normally, let's say, a knife they use to cut food, and therefore, it's muktzah. The Tanya Nechemi Aimer, afilu tavred, afilu talis, afilu sakin. Even a spoon, even a shirt, a talis, even a knife. Even to us, they're not muktzah. That's not how we pass the mice like the chamim. They're completely not muktzah because since they have usage on Shabbos, they're not muktzah for any usage. According to Mechami, no. They are muktzah unless you're using them for their proper usage, and therefore that price of Issachar Mechami, that you can't open up this knot or this rope in a way that requires using a utensil, a knife, which is not its normal usage, that you can't do either if Issachar Mechami. Can you stick into a cask like a spear on Shabbos in order to like open the cask instead of like making some sort of hole on the top? Could you stick a spear in the side of the barrel to make a Pesach in order to be able to draw out some wine or whatever maybe in this barrel? The Pesach Kamechavah. So do we say he's coming to make a new hole in the cask? Making new holes like an act of Baina. You're creating a new Pesach, and that's a problem. And again, this relates to the idea of opening up a bottle cap. You're making a new Pesach, and that's a problem. Again, the bottle cap as a Maila, because there already was opening there. Now it just was closed, and it's meant to be open and closed. It just happens to have a one-time seal for safety, but it's not really meant to be permanently sealed. The barrel, the side of the barrel, it's really meant to be closed. At some point, obviously, you need to be able to access it, but the side of the barrel is meant to be closed, and now you're creating a new Pesach, and that's a problem. No, he wants to be able to have the wine flow out by Ayin Yafa, and that's why he's making a hole in the side of the barrel, and it's not a problem. It's just a way to get the wine out. He's not fashioning a proper Pesach. That's really Shaila. Do we view a sinking spirit in the barrel, and are we concerned that he's fashioning a proper Pesach, and it's a problem, or not? Amalei, the Pisca Mechavim Basr. Yes, we view it as if he's trying to make opening, and it's Asr. Mace, the question. We just said before, we brought this as a riot before about moving the knife, even just open a barrel. We brought a member from Shigumil who says that a person could bring a b'chavis of wine, if you could cut off the top with a sword, and it's fine. You see, using a sword to cut off the top is fine. Certainly, sticking a spear in the side to make a puncture hole would be fine. Answers the Gemara, Hasam Vaday Lainav Kamechav. No. In the case of the sword, it's very clear he's trying to, by lopping off the whole top of it, cutting off the whole top of the barrel, it's very clear he's trying to make the wine come out properly. He's trying to make it, be, I should say better, he's trying to make the wine come out in abundance, trying to make easy access to the wine. Whereas, initial beer is, are you trying to make a very specific, fine Pesach, which is really more of a baina. Says Marhacha im Isad l'ain Yavka b'chaven. On the contrary, over here, if he's trying to just get access in abundance to make it very, very generous to be able to open up the barrel, then l'ftucha miftach, let him take off the top, take off the whole seal on top. Why are we saying, why is he focused on the side of the barrel? Let him take off the whole seal on top. The fact that he's not busy taking off the seal on top, which is the case of Shigamil, we lop off the seal with the sword. The fact that he's spearing a hole looks like he's trying to make some sort of spigot, some sort of a long-term Pesach, and that is taka going to be problematic. Therefore, our case is very much, very much different. Okay. Einek v'magufa. So we said in the Mishnah, you cannot make a hole in the seal of the barrel. As we said, the Mishnah, according to, that was the Tanakhama, the Mishnah, Rabbi Huda, so we had a machlekes between the rabbanon whether you can make a hole in the seal of the barrel. But very important to be the next words in the Mishnah again, going over outside, like venemitzida, and you cannot make a hole in the side either. Now, just before we see the Gemara, the Gemara will go very smooth if we understand that there's really, we call it three levels regarding this discussion in the barrel. There's the seal, there's the side of the seal, and then there's the side of the barrel. Again, there's the seal on top of the barrel, there's the side of the seal. So instead of making a hole in the seal or lopping off the seal, you make a hole in the side of the seal, and then there's the side of the barrel itself. Okay, let's keep that in mind. Machloikis lomal, machloikis is between Rabbi Darbanan making a hole in the top of the seal. Avol minat zadi vekol aser. Everyone agrees making a hole in the side of the seal. Everyone agrees it's going to be aser. Behind it, tani lake venametzita. And that's how he reads the next words of the Mishnah. The lake venametzita means the side of the seal. You cannot make a hole in, and everyone agrees that is going to be a problem. Rabbi Chis argues says no. Machloikis minat zadi, machloikis is making a hole on the side of the seal. That's the machloikis. Avol gabdi vekol mutter. Making a hole on top of the seal. That's an awkward hole. It's not a proper Pesach. That's for sure going to be mutter. According to everyone, making a hole on top of the seal. It says the Mishnah, you know, you can't make a hole on the side. It doesn't mean on the side of the seal. That means when it says you can't make a hole on the side, that's talking about in the Guf HaChavis itself. In the Guf HaChavis, in the side of the Chavis, that everyone agrees you can't make a hole on the side. That's referring to when in the Mishnah says everyone agrees you can't make a hole on the side. So again, we have Machlekes. Does everyone agree you cannot make a hole on the side of the barrel? And everyone agree, this is going to be over Chizda. And everyone agree, you can, yes, make a hole in the top of the barrel. And how Machlekes is in the side of the seal? That's the Machlekes? Or no. The Machlekes is already on the top of the barrel, everyone agrees. Sorry, on the top of the barrel is a Machlekes if you can make a hole, already on top of the barrel, on the top of the seal. And everyone agrees the side of the seal is Aser, and certainly the side of the barrel is also Aser. That was our Funes Mahalach. Okay, Tanaban. From this machlekes, it seems like everyone agrees that making a hole in the side of the barrel is clearly a problem. The Mara now is going to elaborate on this. Tanaban, a neck for neck of chadash b'shabbos. One cannot make a new hole into a kli on Shabbos. Then bundle heisav meisav. If you can't make a new hole, but if the hole existed and you're just coming to add to the hole, that's okay. One is allowed to add to the hole on Shabbos. V'yesh ayrim ein meisifin, and some say you can't even add. So machlekes whether you're allowed to add to a hole on Shabbos or not. Everyone agrees you can't make a new hole. Machlekes you can add to an existing hole. V'shabbos neck for neck of yasham lachatila. And everyone agrees also that you can open up, you can reopen an existing hole. The Mara will qualify that soon. It depends how you resealed it, why you resealed it. That's going to be a whole Gemara coming up on base. But the point is, everyone agrees the hole that exists, you're able to reopen a Shabbos. Very interesting. Chashuk Yechemen, it's funny, the Shaila is a little funny actually. The Chashuk Yechemen is a little essentially to bring the Shaila, but I mean the application is could be more relevant in this case. He brings the Shaila if you have two people that are fighting, and it's interesting, he gives them the names Dustin and Avirim. You know, instead of giving the names Reuven and Shimon, because there's two people that are in a fight, he calls them Dustin and Avirim. You have Dustin and Avirim, and Dustin went and he stuffed up Avirim's keyhole. And he stuffed up the hole for the key with wax. So the Shiloh was, could Avirim go and remove the wax on Shabbos and reopen up the hole? You reopen it on Pesach to make it a proper key to make that the key works inside the hole. And he wants to be right from this Gemara that we just quoted very clearly. An old existing hole that happens to be closed up. Again, we're going to see the qualifications later, but the basic din before any qualifications is a hole that existed that just was happened to be closed, that is allowed to be reopened. That's not called making a new fresh hole. That is allowed to be reopened. That's okay. And again, we keep going back to our bottle caps or our cans. If the cans were made where they were open at first and then they were sealed, that could be better. That could be a leniency again. Or if the bottles are made, where the bottles created, the liquid's put inside it, and then you put the cap on top, it already once was open, that again helps to make the leniency in terms of making a kli by making a Pesach, making kli. No, the Pesach already existed. Okay. The Tanakama says Gemara, Maisha Menek of Chadash Deloi. Why does he say a new hole you can't do to come a second Pesach? Because by making a new hole, you're making a Pesach. So I see Finami come a second Pesach. We understand the Yesh Erim that says, not only can't you make a new hole, you can't add to an existing, because adding to an existing is like making a new hole. You're creating a bigger hole. It's a problem. What's Shantan Tanakh makes a distinction? Amar Rabbah. Rabbah explains, no, it really goes the other way. Any opening that's not meant to be two directions. It's got to be a two-way street. If it's meant to take in and out, that's a Pesach Deraisa. Any Pesach which is only meant, let's say, to pour out, but not to put back in through that opening, if that opening is not meant to put it back in, that's not called a Pesach Deraisa, ain't a Pesach. If that's the case, Midaraisa, there'll be no issue making any of these holes on Shabbos, because you're only making a hole to extract the stuff, not to put things in. But there are Rabbanu with Geizer on holes that even are one way, even holes that are meant only for things to come out. They were Geizer Gzeira up to the Lul Shanagalim by the Lul Shanagalim. The Mara tells us, the Lul Shanagalim was very specific. It was the hole in the chicken coop was made to bring in fresh air and let the smelly, you know, we always speak about the harmful vapors of the chicken and the chicken, of the chicken's waste. We want to give it access, an exit to get out, and we want to bring new fresh air in. So that was taka hole that's made specifically for both directions, and that would be an issa deraisa. The rabbanu geizer holes made for one direction are also gzeira unto the holes of the chicken coop. V'imbal haisa meisif, and therefore we say, Tanakama says, imbal haisa meisif, if you want to enlarge existing hole, you can enlarge it. Why? Why? Same problem of chicken coop? No. Because the concern of making larger by a chicken coop, whole gazir where I can't make a whole bechlal is out to a chicken coop. Making a whole larger is not a concern out to a chicken coop because you don't do that by a chicken coop because you don't want the whole to be large. You specifically want the whole to be that size. Says the Martapa on base, Mishum Mirksha. If you make the whole too big, other critters, other rodents are going to get into this hole and that's a problem. The hole is a very specific size. Enough hole that air comes in, bad air, vapor leaves, and it's enough hole to create some cross ventilation. But more than that, that the animals, critters come in that you don't want, so you're not going to make the hole by the little shadagon bigger, and therefore there's no gzeir of making a hole that's only usher midrabban on atu little shadagon. So making a hole bigger on Shabbos in a kli that's only one directional, where you're only using it to take out, not to take in, let's say, is not a problem because there's no gzeir on too little. That is pshat tanakama. So what's pshat neish aimim? Neish aimim, they say very simple. Aimim, see if you know, you cannot add to the hole, because zim lo yisakna meikara. That's all good if the hole by the lush tanagailim was made the right size to begin with. But what if that hole was made too small to begin with? You would make the hole bigger. So it does pass to make a gzera up to lush tanagailim, even by a hole, even by the idea of making a hole bigger, does apply by lush tanagailim, and by extension, the gzera would apply to regular holes that are only going for one direction, would apply there as well. Says Gemara, zim lo yisakna meikara, v'asa ruchi be, you can come to make a little bigger. So therefore, the gzeir darbanan would apply by being meisiv in hole as well. Darush of Nachum Meshem Rav Yechanan halach yesh aimim tagalach is the chumra that you cannot expand these holes on Shabbos. We go to chumra like the yesh aimim. Okay, so we said v'shamish and aikvin nekiv yashach chila. We said everyone agrees that you can make a reopen an old hole lechatchila. Amar b'dimer Shmuel, it depends. Leishenu el makom asa leshamer avlechazik aser. It depends why the hole was stuffed to begin with. Unstuffing a hole that was sealed is only mutter if it was sealed in order to be mishamer, let's say, to keep the aroma, to keep the wine smelling good, to keep the fragrance in the wine. You want to keep the wine sealed, it protects the wine, that's okay. Such a seal is not considered like a binyan in the kli. It's theoretically just to protect the contents of the wine, and therefore you can undo it in Shabbos as well. It's still considered open, you just have to get rid of that seal, but it's considered like you're not making a new Pesach exists. However, if the Pesach was sealed up in order to strengthen the barrel, to strengthen the integrity of the barrel at large, that means you plug up the hole totally, opening the hole again, even the same hole would be considered making a new Pesach, and that'll be usher. Says the Gemara, okay, very nice, a chilek. How do I determine which is which? Hechidom Hashamer, what's an example of Hashamer? Hechidom Chazak, how do I know when it's coming to preserve the wine? How do I know when it's coming to strengthen the barrel? Says the Gemara, Amar Chizda, Lamala Menayayan, Zil Hashamer, Lamata Menayayan, Zil Chazak. If it's below the wine level, so then it's coming to strengthen the barrel, because the wine, this pressure of the wine that's always pushing on it to come out, so it must be that stuffing up the hole was there to strengthen the barrel itself. If it's above, if you stuff up a hole that's above the level of the wine level, so then it must be just coming to, it's not coming to strengthen the barrel, it's coming to seal in the aroma. Says the Gemara, Rava argues, and Rava says, no, Rava Amar, Lamat Manayayin, Namis El Shamer. What do you mean? There are times where you have a hole below the wine, and you still want to preserve the wine, and therefore you're still going to make you're going to seal it up, and that would not be considered L'chazik. That wouldn't be considered trying to strengthen the barrel. You're just trying to protect the wine, and that should still be okay. So, Hechidam L'chazik, so what is the case according to Rava? He's arguing, what's the case where we say that's L'chazik, and that's a problem to reopen that hole? If the hole is so low by the sediment, if the puncture is right by the sediment area, and you stuffed up over there, that's a clear demonstration that plugging it up specifically for the strength of the barrel, because over there is not an area that you'd be busy trying to protect it to be mishamer for the aroma of the wine. Oh, by the Rava, Tanyam Zeilach, Rabbi Rava, I have a brisa back to you, Rabbi Sassam, a house where the entrance into the chutzner was sasim. So just a little bit of a background for this. Halacha is that when you have people divide up a chutzner, so they divide equally. The chutzner itself gets divided equally based on their each house gets a certain portion of the chutzner, but every doorway, so if I have a house that happens to have two doorways, every doorway is entitled to Dalet Amos. That's entitled to their own Dalet Amos. So you only divide up the space of the chutzner without you remove the Dalet Amos per doorway. Every doorway gets Dalet Amos, and then the remaining space you divide up amongst the members in the chutzner. So my one house, let's say there's four houses, gets me 25% usage of the rights to the chutzner, but that 25% is based on the usage of the chutzner is based on what's left after giving every doorway Dalet Amos. Okay, so one house has one door, one has two doorways, the house has two doorways, gets an extra 4 Amos squared outside the doorway. Now the question is, what if you have a doorway that was closed? A doorway that's closed. So by a doorway that's closed, and you're not going to use the door's jammed shut, you still get Dalamis. Parsa Psima, but if you start to remove the door frame, you try to make it look like a real, like a flesh wall, then already in Abramas, then lose Abramas. By a Sasam, the Bryce continues, Simalacha, Aimatam Gotsviv, a bias that seal does not make the sviv of all the all the sides around it don't become tamei. Where the halacha is that if someone comes with the four amas of a kever, the halacha is that there's a gzeira that the Chacham said that guy's tamei. Even with the four amas of a kever, he's tamei because he may come to be stand over the grave itself. So by a house also, we say as long as there's entranceway, as long as there's a doorway to the house, then you don't make all the sides around the tamei. If the entranceway is sealed off, then you make all the sides around like a kever. You make the house tamei. When there's a mason side, you make all the sides around the house a tamei. So says the Braisa, by sasam enim tamei kol svivav. Even though it's sasam, it's still a doorway, and it will remove the tumma from everywhere else because the expected tumma is that you're going to go. The tumma is going to go through that doorway, and therefore only that area is tamei. Parts seem once you remove the door frame, then tamei kol svivav, all the sides around the house are going to be tamei. All the status being close like Tekever, no longer can you isolate it to that one side where the doorway is, and therefore it's only going to be tummy. Okay, so Abai is being right to Rava, that what do you see? You see that that when you make a real seal, meaning a seal that you make on the bottom of the, Rava said the only seal at the bottom of the cask, it has to be very strong and very firm to support the whole weight of all the wine all the way down to the sediment, only that's considered a proper seal. Here too, only when you're actually removing the frame and you're sealing off the wall, only then it's considered sasam. But till that point, even if the door is jammed shut, it's not being used at all, it's still not considered sasam. That's still considered a pesach. It's open, and you can remove that, open up that door, and say it has the status of a door. Legabi da'alam is the chatzu, legabi kfura, and legabi asugi also, we'd consider anywhere up further in the barrel, we'd consider an existing pesach, you'd be able to open it up on Shabbos. A few more lines. Kufsa, what if you have a spigot that's in a hole of a barrel? So the shayla is, I'm sorry, you have a hole in the barrel and you want to put a spigot inside that hole on Shabbos. Are you allowed to do that? Says the Gemara, Rav Asa Shmuel Shari. We have a few more chalukas now from here to the Mishnah, Rav Shmuel. Here's number one. Rav Asa Shmuel permits it. Mechatech lechi 11 degrees, cutting, the spigot over here is like a reed. You're taking a reed. A reed is like a half pipe. So you're going to stick it in. It's a natural spigot, and you're sticking it in. Everyone agrees as follows: to come lepligi daser, to cut it lechatchila. Everyone agrees as for sure aser. You're creating a new spigot lechatchila. That's for sure aser. To come lepligi. I'm sorry, aduri. To put it back, if it already was there, it just fell out. Everyone agrees, just putting it back in, the spigot that was there already, everyone agrees that's going to be permissible. The machlokes is in a case where it was cut, but it wasn't trimmed down to perfect size. So it already was prepared, it already was cut. You're not mamash returning it because it wasn't perfectly cut to size, and you want to make it a better size. Man d'asa holds, gazrinan, tilma, asi lasuye. If we allow you to cut an existing reed that's already set aside as a spigot, if you allow to cut it smaller, you need to come to cut a fresh reed to begin with, and that's a problem. Is not gezer. So Shmuel is mater, Rav Asers. You can't cut a tube. On Yantiv, this is talking about for a cask to serve as like this tube is going to serve as again as like a spigot. You can't cut it. If it falls out, you could return it on Shabbos, and you certainly could return on Yantiv. Rabbi Yishaya Mekel. Rabbi Yishaya Mekel, he says that you're allowed to. Rabbi Yishaya, now what's he Mekel on? Elim Aresha, Tanakakam Sakamana. On the Reisha, he's being Mekel, allow you to cut a fresh tube on Shabbos. He's making me Mekel. You're making a new Kli. You're Masakamana. How are you allowed to do that? Ella Seifa. Elamai is being Mekel the Seifa. Tanakamina Memshu Shari. Tanakam said, if you already had an existing tube, you let it put it back. So Tanakam also is Mater, what's Rabbi Yishaya being Mekel on? Rather, says the Mar, must be, El Techticha Vlem Sakamanayu. It wasn't, the Baisa didn't elaborate. But the case is where you have a tube that's cut, that's prepared to be stuck into the spigot, but it's a little too big. It wasn't cut to the right size. Are you let it finalize? Are you let it cut it further? Marsav Gazrina once says you guys are out to cutting fresh, which would be a problem. Marsav Gazrina, the other one says, you know, you guys are, so the Chalik is Rav Shmuel, ultimately seems to be a Chalik is Tanakama and Rabbi Yishaya in that Braisa. Okay. That you could stick a tube in a barrel to use as a spigot, even if it wasn't trimmed to fit perfectly, and you're going to trim it now, that's fine, as long as it was prepared, it was already designated to be used for this barrel, and already was semi-prepared, that's enough, even if you're going to fine-tune it a little more. We said in the Mishnah, if the barrel had a crack in it, and a hole in it, you cannot plug the hole with wax. Mishka, what about oil? What about, and obviously like a thick oil. Thin oil, we just roll away. What about a thick oil? Rav Asa, what about putting that in the hole? Rav says, Asur, Shmuel, like it's like a gel. Shmuel says mutter. Another machik is Rav Shmuel on our Mishnah. Man dasur, gazinu, shem shayv, the one that says Asur. They both agree, everyone agrees that oil really is okay. And you're not really smoothing it out because it moves, it's too lucid, it moves. It's not really smoothing it out, it's not considered mamachik. by putting in the barrel. So what's the machlokes? Are we geizer the oil, thick oil, atu shayva? That's the shayla. Manda is asa gazuna mishum shayva. Rav, who says asa, he's geizer onto a case of wax. Manda shayla gazuna shmuel's makel is not geizer. Amalei of shmuel bar chana, rav chana, bar esif. Beferish amalei mishmed rav mishcha shari. You told us, beferish that rav's mishcha oil is mutter. We are quoting over here that rav says asa, shmuel says mutter. You told us, beferish, that rav is the one, or I don't know if he's the one, rav also said it was mutter. Amar tvus mishpa, amar shmuel. Tvus mishpa, we had another besekhtar rashi explains. Rishba means like a hunter. He's have nets to hunt. Tavis Rishba said name Shmuel. High tarfa the high tarfa the asa aser to stick like a leaf of a hadas of like a asa like a hadas leaf into a cast in order to create like some sort of like a again like a spout that is aser. My taima. So we have machlekes what the reason is, and I'm making afkmina. My taima. Rav Yehuda ben Difti Amar, Rav Yehuda says gzeir mishem marzeh gzeir because you're making a new like gutter, a new spout, and the problem is the leaf itself. You're making a new spout. Rav Ashi gzeir mishem yiktam. You're gonna pluck one off on Shabbos. You're gonna pluck one off. We don't mean plucking off a tree that's existing that's attached to the tree as mamish teilos on Shabbos. We mean even if you have a branch that's detached and you have these little leaves on the branch that's already detached, plucking off the branch could be a malacha of makom patish, of making a new spout, and that's the problem. So Rashi says a gzeir, you make up to pluck off the branch, and the Rav Yehuda says the issue is you're making a gutter, and it looks like making a gutter looks like making a kli, and that's the problem. Make a with the mina to cut the manchi. If it's already, what if you have the leaves already cut off? The leaves are already fully detached. If these are fully detached, l'chayra, it would not be a problem. L'chayra, that would not be a problem, according to Rav Ashi. Since it was plucked before Shabbos, you're not concerned you're going to go pluck another leaf. It's not a problem. According to Rav Yemer, you're still making a marzev, you're still making this gutter, and therefore it would be a problem. Beisadya, what about felt? This machlekes really, and this takes us, I believe, to the Mishnah, this machlekes really has nothing to do with any our Mishnah and our sugya, really. It relates to Shabbos, but our sugya, but the reason why it comes up is, like we explained in the past two Gemaras, we have machlekes Rav and Shmuel on the trip of the Mishnah, and therefore we're going to have another machlekes here, Rav and Shmuel. Beisadya, felt padding, that's like a certain type of material that's really used for warmth or for seat cushions, and you want to wear it, you want to bring it to another place from place to place by wearing it. You're wearing it as a beged, and then you want to put it down at the destination where you are. Is that mutter? Rav says no, it's usser. It looks like masa carrying. Shmuel says mutter. L'chari, you're for sure wearing it, and therefore everyone agrees that meikar adin, it's not usser, it's carrying. Shalos, if it looks like carrying, that's gonna be the shayla. Says the Gemara like this: berachin soft felt, which is mamish a proper beged to come like pligi shari, that can be used for a person to warm himself up. It's comfortable. And therefore, everyone agrees it's mutter. Bekashin, very stiff felt. Everyone agrees that's aser. That's for sure masri. Ki pligi mitziyah. The machlokes is b'mitziyah. It's in between. Man dasa mechzik masri. The one that says aser says, here's what we see in the Gemara. Mechzik masri. It appears like masri. You're wearing it, but it looks like a burden, and therefore it's considered what looks like carrying. Man dasa mechzik masri. Shmuel says it's mutter. He doesn't consider it. That's mechzik masri. Kamasri. Vader Rav lab veshid mer. Now this that Rav Shita was that it's aser was not said beferish el mechol etmar. It was mechlal. It was. We can infer it from a story we're going to see opposite. It was inferred from a story where they thought Rav was saying it's a problem. It looks like Mexican Masri. And ironically enough, the outcome of the story is that Rav clearly says it wasn't an issue of Mexican Masri. It was a separate issue there, not Mexican Masri. What's the story? Very simple. Rav came to place and there was not enough seats for everyone to sit in the basement, in the shul, wherever it was. Nothing else for Carmelus. He went out to sit in the Carmelus. And he brought with him The Talmidim brought to him, they brought to him Beisadya, some of this padding for him to sit on. Le'yosef, and he refused to sit in it. Man dechazasav, those who saw, they assumed, because Rav is of the opinion, it's a middle type of beged, it's not so necessarily normal to wear, and therefore it's mechzik amasrei, and Rav didn't want to benefit from it, it's asur. And that's how they formulated that was Rav's opinion. V'lohi, but it's a mistake. Rav agrees to Shmuel, it's not mechzik amasrei, really it's fine. The Rav agrees to mechzik amasrei, beisad yashari. Rav used to call out that beisad yashari, that this type of felt padding is mutter, this middle madrig is mutter, so it's really not mechzik amasrei, Shmuel according to this. He didn't do it out of respect to the other Rabbanim. The other Rabbanim there that also left, that didn't have enough seats in the Spanish, went to sit in the Carmelus. He's going to be sitting on padding, and they're not. I'll cover Rabbi Zain, he didn't do it. Umani, who the Rabbi Zain that didn't have padding, that he didn't want to, that he wanted to show respect to? Rav Kahn of Rabbasi. Rav Kahn of Rabbasi were there, even though they were Talmidim. But they were Talmidim of Rav, but because they were so chashev, Rav felt he had to give them respect, and therefore Rav didn't want to sit on padding in their presence without them sitting on padding, and that's why he didn't use it, but not because he felt that it looked like a masa. It doesn't look like, it didn't look like a masa, and it's okay. We'll stop over here. We'll pick it up on Friday after the Tainus. We'll pick it up Friday morning. Everyone has to have a meaningful and easy fast.